AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Barack Obama is among the speakers in Chicago on night two of the Democratic National Convention. Last night's featured speaker was President Joe Biden.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The president called on Democrats to keep the majority in the Senate and regain the majority in the House.
And above all, we need you to beat Donald Trump.
The president says he still has work to do in his final months in the White House. Donald Trump will be campaigning in another battleground state today, Michigan. He's been painting a bleak picture if he does not win.
Kamala Harris is an economy wrecker and a country destroyer. Our country will be destroyed if she gets in.
Trump will be traveling to battleground states all week. Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza as Secretary of State Antony Blinken tries to advance a ceasefire deal. President Biden says the talks are in a delicate stage.
Israel says they can work it out. They're prepared. But I was told Hamas is now backing off. It remains to be seen. We're going to keep pushing.
An Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people at a school-turned-shelter in Gaza City in what the military said was a precise strike on a Hamas command center. Russian authorities struggled to put out a massive fire in the southern Rostov region for a third straight day after an oil depot was hit by Ukrainian drones, as Kyiv's forces also pushed into Russia's Kursk region. A top-ranked tennis player, Jannik Sinner, tested positive twice for a banned anabolic steroid in March and was stripped of prize money and points earned at a tournament in California. Sinner will not be suspended because an independent tribunal says it was not intentional. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling slightly on Wall Street following an eight-day winning streak. The S&P 500 was 0.1% lower in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index hit its latest all-time high last month. The Dow lost 50 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. The parent company of Hawaiian Airlines soared 11.4% after its deal to combine with Alaska Airlines cleared a major regulatory hurdle. Treasury yields eased in the bond market ahead of a speech Friday by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.83%. Seth Sutel, New York.
BMW is recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with the water pump's electrical connector. It could potentially lead to a fire in rare cases. Water pumps and plug connectors will be inspected by BMW and replaced as necessary. The recall includes some X1, X3, and X5 vehicles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.